There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
Good evening. You are listening to the Sheffield Wednesday fan show. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Dan Fudge of the Wednesday Week. Luke Gleadle will be joining us as well a bit later from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Now, normally, this would be my cue to offer some form of special intro to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about, but I'm going to forgo all that this week and simply, quite simply, offer this instead.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There we go. We've done it, boys. We have done it in the weeks of doing the Sheffield Wednesday fan show. A win, a goal indeed at Hillsborough. Stephen Fletcher, cometh the hour, cometh the man. It took 95 minutes, but it was a goal. It was a victory. Sheffield Wednesday 1, Charlton Athletic 0. We can all finish. We can all go to bed and be happy for our Friday evening. Dan, hello.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. You must be buzzing. Surely, please, this is going to be a hugely positive show.
I want to be, but I also want to go, well, I mean, you know, Charlton aren't exactly setting the world on fire. However, it was a very good performance. You know, we were knocking at the door. We had a lot more fight and a lot more desire. Something has been lacking the last, it's been 8 weeks. Which is absolutely outstanding. And to get a goal at Hillsborough, you know, I think I tweeted, I don't care if it was Dagenham and Redbridge, everybody loves a last-minute winner. But then when the dust settles the day after, you go, is this going to be our springboard? Is this going to be our step forward? Or do you think it was just Charlton? We should have beat them soundly.
Well, I'd like to think the former, mate, to be honest with you. I know that, the results have spoken for themselves in recent weeks, haven't they? I think 6 points from a possible 33. We always say that. We say the fact that the club were third at Christmas, now sitting in 12th spot, of course, in the Championship. Just 8 points adrift of those playoff places. There is certainly still hope under Gary Monk. And Luke, come on, talk to me. You must be buzzing.
I'm happy, you know, because I think you need to remember... I don't know. It just felt such a long time since we've won a game of football that I almost weirdly, when I kind of got the notification that we'd scored late, I was busy at the time. I was a bit like, I don't really know what to think and do with myself. It's just felt so kind of alien for such a long time now. So I'm not getting carried away, and I think I'm kind of a little bit in the Dan camp here, but. I'm a little bit more optimistic. I'm happy that we've remembered how to win a game. It makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm getting carried away myself. I know I am. I just wanted to start the evening on a bit of a dramatic note, but I think we have to be serious, don't we, Dan? It is two wins from 12, I think it is. Derby up next. We'll get onto that a bit later in the show. But I guess the importance of Stephen Fletcher coming back from injury far earlier than we initially expected just goes to show how much of an impact he has on this side.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we played 4-4-2. We had Fernando Forestieri playing not left back, which is a, you know, a great plus. You know what I mean? We've got square pegs in square holes, which is absolutely outstanding. And to have Fletch back on, I think what it did as well was make Barry Bannon the player that we know he can be. Because essentially, he got his mate back. He got his friend back, who, you know, who he can look for. He didn't drop as deep. He didn't try and do it all himself. You know, we had a rounded squad on the field, which is a really useful thing to do. Well, of course it is. I think the best thing that that you mentioned just there, Matt, was that we scored 6 points from a possible 33, which is a woeful record. However, if we string three wins on the bounce, we are still somehow knocking on the door of the playoffs. It's absolutely insane.
It's completely bonkers. I mean, that's the word that I keep using for all three tiers of the EFL, to be fair. And it just feels... I mean, you look at the weekend's result as well. If we go back to the 3-3 draw with Birmingham, you look at the top 10 at the time, you know, I don't think anybody in the top 10 won... Oh, no, it was only Preston, I think, in the top 7 that managed to get a win bar the top 2. So it's those teams that are pushing to get into the playoffs. As soon as they put in a decent run together, Blackburn being one of them, throwing away a 2-goal lead at Brentford last weekend, just start to slightly stutter. So regardless of that run... There's still hope, Dan. It's still, like you said, it's still there.
It's ridiculous. I know I should have given up on this season weeks ago. I personally thought the loss against Luton was the end of our season. I thought, here we go, mid-table mediocrity. This is done. But you can't help but keep an eye on the league. Like, you know, Sheffield Wednesday fans know that under Dave Jones, under Steve Bruce at the back end of last season, we know that there is a surge that you can go on towards the back end of the year. We know that this can happen. And it's not beyond the realms of possibility. And I can hear myself saying it. I can hear the Sheffield Wednesday fans listening, sniggering into their pint of Stoneses. I can hear it myself. It's absolutely mental. But I don't know how this has happened. I think there is more points between first and second in the Premier League than what there is from the automatic promotion and automatic relegation in terms of points. It's absolutely mad as a fish in petrol.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Middlesbrough on 37 points, Leeds on 65 in those automatic promotion spots. So it is so, so tight when you consider Liverpool, what, 22 to 25 points clear in the Premier League. That just goes to show the disparity, really, the chasm between the Premier League and the rest of the EFL. We're going to get onto the Premier League Hall of Fame a bit later on in the show, by the way. So I'm going to spring that one on you right now. But Dan, you mentioned Barry Bannon there. Luke, I want to come to you on this one because Barry Bannon, a player that we've spoken about on many an occasion on this show, as we would do, it's a Sheffield Wednesday fan show. He is there at the heart of that midfield. But what Dan said isn't too far off the mark in the sense that he has got his mate come back. And it is funny when you see two players who are able to click on the pitch, suddenly they spring to life a bit. And statistically, you know, he put in a relatively decent performance, did Barry Bannon. 91% accuracy from 77 passes. He made 2 key passes to set up chances and played 8 successful long balls to boot. So there we go. That's those stats.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, but I still feel that, like, I still feel even Bannon, even when he's bad, he's still pretty good, I do want to say. Like, I don't think we really have anyone who's anywhere near the quality, even if they're just phoning it in, to put it lightly. I think what you kind of touch upon is having Fletcher back, and he is someone who is a bit of a talisman for us. And having him come back, and I thought it was interesting. I mean, after he was interviewed after his stoppage time winner midweek, and he said how he said to the players that, like, oh no, this is really good, and you know, this is the, you know, Gary Monk's a good manager. So it was weird to hear that he's kind of almost been cajoling the other players to kind of make them realize how good it is. So yeah, but I largely think that it's thanks to kind of Fletcher coming back. Other than, you know, I don't think it's really much a kind of more improved from Bannon, on my perspective.
And in terms of Stephen Fletcher, Dan, it looks like there might be good news regarding his new deal. He said he's spoken to the club. It looks like it's going to get tied up. He's happy. His family are settled. His kids are at the school. So he wants to stay. That's good news.
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, I think he's very much capitalising on the fact that we need him as a player. And if he's settled, if he's happy, if he's having a good time, I'm more than happy to let him, to coin his phrase, see his career out with Sheffield Wednesday. I think it's like Luke says, he's a talisman. He's one of our many overpaid strikers that's actually putting the ball in the back of the net. So, you know, give him what he wants. Get him a box. He can have Gary Hooper's box if he wants. He can stay for me.
He can have a box, to be fair. He'll probably fill it. And I have to say, I mean, we've spoken about this before on the show as well. You mentioned his hair transplants last time out, Dan. It's like they've grown three times over since he's been injured.
He's done really well, hasn't he? You know, I'd love to be able to get the phone number of the guy because I'm starting to get a bit of a sunroof myself. So, you know, if you're listening, Steve, I'm available on Twitter. If you want to find me, send me all of the paraphernalia you've got. Send me a price list. I'm happy to listen to you, brother, because they've done a really top-notch job.
They have done, especially on those biceps as well. He seems like he's been working out pretty much non-stop too. Luke, I want to quickly touch on the game with Birmingham last week. Of course, that is but one away now, so it's not irrelevant, but I think we do have to touch on it purely because of the bonkers nature. And we spoke about their run coming into it and suggesting that maybe, just maybe, because of the way that football works, Sheffield Wednesday might be able to break that. And they came so close to doing it. Of course, an own goal going in just 5 minutes in, you thought, oh no, here we go, it's the same old story. And then it was a bit of back and forth, and right at the death, it was Scott Hogan just managing to prod one in, Jacob Murphy atoning for that earlier own goal. But 3-3, quite the thriller really that we all expected, I suppose, in terms of the bad blood between the managers too.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. It was that weird nature of kind of coming into it. I think we were all last week pretty pessimistic about this game. But I was just happy to just know that this team can score more than one goal. Or, you know, most of the time it's just been, you know, zero goals scored in most games anyway. So I was just happy for that, regardless of the fact that, once again, we've, you know, thrown away a lead. And I think I heard the stat the other day that basically we've dropped 22 points from a winning positions this season. So I was just glad to be entertained. I think that's what I kind of talk about the win midweek. You know, we need to be reminded it's entertainment rather than just watching a tedious track.
I completely agree with you, mate. Nice way to look at it. This is the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show here on Love Sport. Next up, we're going to be looking ahead to the game with Derby at the weekend. And also, as I said earlier, just touching on that Premier League Hall of Fame.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
It's a Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Dan Fudge of the Wednesday Week. Luke Gleadle joining me as well from Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Now, gents, we are going to look ahead to the game with Derby tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. at Hillsborough. Now, the good thing here is that it took us 2 months to get a goal at Hillsborough, there or thereabouts. That hoodoo has been broken, and we're coming up against a Derby team who have a horrid away record so far this season. Just 11 points on their travels and currently on a run of no wins in four, Dan. So the omens are not looking too shabby.
Well, you know, the omens in terms of the fixtures that we've just had, we should have got a significant amount of more points after the fixtures that we've played. Now, coming up, we have a lot of teams that are up there with us and are significantly better than us. It would be a very Sheffield Wednesday thing to do, to lose against your Barneses and your Lutons, that absolutely trounce your Derby County, that I think is on its fourth name in as many years. I think it started out as Derby County, then it was Ryan Sessegnon's Derby County, and then I think it got called Frank Lampard's Derby County, and I think they're now officially called Wayne Rooney's Derby County. I think if you If you go on Sky Sports News, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called now.
It is funny, isn't it? Because he does precede everything that Derby do now. And let's not be... I mean, he's had a huge impact, right? He's the captain. He's been announced as the captain straight off the bat. He's featured, by the way, in all but 14 minutes of his 13 games for the club. So they are using him as much as they possibly can. It's almost like they're thinking, do you know what? If he does go in the summer, it might happen that we just need to use him as much as we can before he moves on. But Luke, he certainly made an impact. Does it actually, as a fan, does it add anything to the game for you having a player like Wayne Rooney come to Hillsborough? Or is it very much a case of, well, we don't really care?
I don't know. It's kind of weird because I think that I saw Wayne Rooney last year play for Montreal in person in the MLS. And you could still see that, you know, he's obviously got something to still offer to the game. But I don't know. I think it's I don't really care about it. I mean, from that perspective, actually, what I wouldn't mind seeing is I know he's probably not going to come back. But if Sam Hutchinson could come back and kick Wayne up in the air, that would be quite nice.
Yeah, with regards to team selection, Dan, you've got the likes of Luongo, potentially, Adam Reach as well. I think they're all still going to be out, aren't they? They're not going to be fit in time.
Well, after the Charlton game, I actually questioned myself, where would Adam Reach come back into that team? I feel that everybody pulled their weight. As I say, it was a very rounded performance. We were knocking at the door for a lot of the game, and fortunately or unfortunately, we only managed to score in the 95th minute. But I feel that had we had a lot more desire and we've now got the monkey off our back, we can now actually kick on. I feel that that's what this goal in the 95th minute could do for us. In terms of Massimo Luongo, I actually really like him. I think he offers more than Jacob Murphy. But I don't know if you will agree, Luke. I feel that Kadeem Harris and Jacob Murphy seem to have swapped their form, as it were. You know, Harris had that wing. Mm. It was his. He could have it. The shirt was his. Fine. And Murphy was a bit part player. And in recent weeks, they seem to have swapped. They seem to have kicked over. And if we're talking about dropping anybody for Adam Reach, it's probably Harris, no?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the interesting thing is we've had a lot of kind of periods, I think, looking at the wingers, that they've all been very kind of inconsistent. I mean, winger is a very inconsistent trade, but it's been kind of strange that, like, I've been really disappointed with how Adam Reach has done this season. I thought he'd be someone who'd probably, you know, be kind of looking to kind of notch kind of 10 goals a season this year. And he's been disappointing. But in a weird way, I think it's been, with the exception of Murphy, who's been fantastic recently, I think you could probably just trade a lot of those wingers in and out right now.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can. I think they're kind of interchangeable. I feel that, you know, Harris needs to be looking over his quite chunky shoulders right now in order to keep his shirt.
And the fixtures, gents, I know that every week now is a massive week in the Championship. We're looking at three game weeks as well. So, you know, the pressures put on the players are quite extreme. That's why you're seeing a lot of clubs use rotation now. But this weekend in particular, if we take the, and I'm going to put Sheffield Wednesday into this, so we'll take the top 12, right? So Sheffield Wednesday, 8 points adrift of Preston North End there in sixth spot. So your top 12, we'll take away the top two, West Brom and Leeds United. So we'll go from third down to 12. When we look at the fixtures this weekend, I know we do have plenty more coming up, but what a big weekend it is. You've got Blackburn and Swansea, they're in that group. You've got Cardiff City hosting Brentford, they're in that group. Fulham hosting Preston, they're also in that group. Millwall, Bristol City as well, they're in that group. It's only, well, Birmingham travelling to QPR and yourselves hosting Derby that have teams outside of that group. So it is a massive weekend to potentially make up some of that ground on some of those teams above you, Dan.
Absolutely. And that's where it becomes exciting, because everybody in this league is capable of beating anybody else. I mean, in those teams you've just listed there, how Cardiff aren't in the mix but Millwall are is absolutely nuts. I find it incredible. And that's why I feel it's one of the best leagues to be in and around. It's so exciting. And trying to put a bet on a Saturday is an absolute nightmare. I leave the Championship alone. I think I now just go for over 1.5 goals in the Vanarama League or something like that. It seems to be a lot more fun. you know, there is an element of going, would we still get the same amount of fun and enjoyment if we did go up to the Premier League and we were fighting, getting spanked every week like these teams tend to do when they go up? Unless, unfortunately, you're Sheffield United, who seem to have absolutely taken the world by storm, and I've decided that they're going to suffer from second season syndrome, and we'll be seeing them in a couple of years' time down there with us. They're a very poor European showing, and I'm not bitter about it at all.
No, mate. Whatever helps you sleep at night, mate, I would imagine that is definitely the perspective to take. And who knows what's going to happen with Sheffield United, but we have to say, on this, the Sheffield Wednesday fan show, it is quite some effort that they have put in. It's the both teams to score. I think that's what kills you on the Akers, really, on weekends now. It's definitely, yeah. It's all about the 1.5ers, isn't it? Because you kind of think, do you know what? Even if I can't predict the score, I know there's probably going to be goals in that game, that particular
game.
Luke, let's talk about the game tomorrow, because Derby, like we said, on a relatively poor run of form at the moment, haven't won in four. And if Sheffield Wednesday can start to put that run together, I think, as Dan alluded to there, scoring in the 95th minute with a player who's come back from injury, who could potentially be the catalyst for a run towards the end of the season. And when you look at the fixtures coming up as well for Sheffield Wednesday, like we know, no easy games, of course, Manchester City up in the fifth round of the FA Cup during the week as well. Then it's Brentford, they're up there. Then it's Nottingham Forest, they're up there. Bristol City, West Brom, Swansea, Preston. The run-in for Sheffield Wednesday. And whilst it's difficult really for any team, you have to look at that run in the teams that you've still got to face. If they're not vying for promotion, bar I'd say QPR, they're vying to not be relegated from the league.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny. I think we've probably thinking, I'm similar to Dan, you know, I was also looking and thinking, you know, are we writing off this season? But then obviously we don't know what's going to happen with this potential points deduction. So still everything's all to play for. I think as long as we're in a position where it looks kind of possible to challenge, that's probably going to make me quite happy for the rest of the season. So I think if something we're kind of pushing and look at, you know, 7th or 8th at some point, given this absolutely atrocious run of form, all the goalkeeper clangers, drop points, you know, key injuries, all that stuff. As long as we can kind of make a semi fist of this, then that would be my ask really for the rest of the season.
All right, gents. Well, look, the news has come out this week, hasn't it, that the Premier League are announcing a Hall of Fame, and the first two inductees are going to be announced mid-March. There'll then be a series of nominations that fans can vote upon. I think that maybe journalists and players might be involved in this as well. I don't know 100% what the voting criteria is. Some have suggested that it's all about the commercialisation of the Premier League, but it certainly gives us a discussion point. Now, Sheffield Wednesday, founder members of the Premier League, of course, spent 8 seasons there before that relegation in 2000. Dan, we're asking all our fans throughout our fan shows who, if anybody, they would induct to the Premier League Hall of Fame from their club. What are you saying?
Paulo Di Canio and Benito Carboni would be the absolute top two for me, given the era that I used to have the season ticket, the era I used to watch. However, on the other hand, you should have David Hurst, you should have John Sheridan, and you should have Chris Waddle. But for me, you know, I was a teenager and these two Italian guys absolutely blew me away with some of the football they played. And then Paolo went on to do it with West Ham, and Benito went on to do it with every other Premier League club across the league. So I think in terms of impact on the Premier League, for me, it would be them. But in terms of founder member and the rest of it, David Hurst, Chris Waddle, John Sheridan need to be up there and thereabouts.
Nice.
I want to just ask Dan. Dan, do you think, I think it's interesting with the old Italians debate. Do you think you'd include them even though they were there for, you know, there for a blink of an eye?
I think I would. I think because they were the absolute shining light in what was two awful, dreadful seasons. And if anybody was going to pull us out of it, it would be them. If you look at, if you have a read of Paolo Di Canio's autobiography, I went skipping. I didn't care about him being a young boy in Italy. I didn't care. I skipped straight to his relationship with Danny Wilson. And it seems like him and Benito were ostracized a lot. They were referred to as the Italians. And I feel that we kind of have a similar thing with Forestieri, you know, where we know that they're capable of something outstanding and something that's absolutely top draw. And I want that encouraged. I don't want that coached out of them. And I feel that what Danny Wilson did was trying to coach out of them their flair and their difference and their joie de vivre that they had on the football field.
Nice, Dan. I quite like that. And actually, that's the reason why we have this discussion, because sometimes it throws up a few curveballs that people go, I'm not too sure about that one. I'd very quickly, I'm not going to pull you up on David Hurst, of course, an incredible striker in his time and forever resisted chances to move to top clubs, including Manchester United, of course. For a Premier League impact, I know that he was brilliant for Sheffield Wednesday, but I always felt like his better days for the club were prior to 1992.
You know, there is definitely that argument there. Injury has definitely blighted his career. I think it was Alan Shearer and David Hurst who started their England careers together. We know what happened to Alan Shearer, but David Hurst, he's got three caps and one goal because of injuries. Luke, what do you think?
I was thinking about who I'd include. I thought it was interesting you brought up. Didn't Danny Wilson refer to him as Fancy Dans or something
Fancy
along
Dan,
those lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. But anyway, I would probably think, because I kind of think, because I was kind of a young man being taken by my dad to, I remember going to watch the Waddle game where Wednesday destroyed West Ham 5-0. It was one of my earlier kind of memories of Wednesday. And I think I would probably look at probably the earlier kind of period from the Premier League. So, you know, I'd probably look at the 92, 93, 94 seasons. I was going to also offer... everybody who Dan kind of said from that era, but I put Roland Nilsson in there as well.
Yes.
Oh, great choice. That's actually one of the things that I really hope they don't disregard. I hope they don't neglect the opening seasons of the Premier League, because while to some fans it can be a bit of a source of mockery, sometimes you see clips on social media going, crikey, look at the Premier League when it first started. There were some absolutely cracking footballers who came in at that time and actually shaped the Premier League for what it is now. Gents, it's been nothing but a pleasure having you on the line yet again for this, the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show. We'll be back next week, of course. The game with Derby tomorrow. Derby, a terrible run on the road so far this season. They are without a win in four. Sheffield Wednesday, 8 points adrift of those playoff places. Some massive games involving the top 12 in the Championship this weekend. And then on Wednesday, it is Manchester City in the fifth round of the FA Cup for the Owls. We'll be bringing you all the reaction from those two games next week, 10 p.m. Friday night Fan Show special. We'll see you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.